WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today, we're diving into something super important: managing those emotions, especially when they start hitting us like a freight train. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when you're stressed and you snap at someone, or you get so excited about something that you just can't contain yourself? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to steer those emotional waves to find our calm center amidst the storm? That's exactly what we're talking about today: mastering your emotions and finding the sweet spot of emotional intelligence. Here's the thing. Emotions are natural, they're part of being human. But unchecked emotions can lead to impulsive decisions, strained relationships, and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. Think about it like this: your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, other times they're massive tidal waves. The key is learning how to ride those waves instead of being swept away by them. So, let's break down 5 powerful strategies to help you manage those emotional intensities and find that inner peace. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Pay attention to your body, your thoughts, and your feelings. What triggers certain emotions in you? What physical sensations do you experience when you're feeling stressed or anxious? Becoming aware of these patterns is like having a map of your emotional landscape. 2. Label entertainment. When those emotions hit, don't just let them wash over you, but a name to them. Say out loud, "I'm feeling frustrated," or "this is making me anxious." Labeling your emotions helps create distance between you and the feeling itself. It's like acknowledging a storm without letting it control you. 3. Breathe deeply. Ever notice how taking a deep breath can instantly calm you down? There's science behind this. When you breathe deeply, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for relaxation and calming your body. So next time you feel overwhelmed, take a few slow, deep breaths. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. 4. Challenge your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions. When you find yourself spiraling into negative thinking, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? By questioning your thoughts, you can break free from their emotional grip. 5. Find healthy outlets. Everyone needs healthy ways to process and release emotions. What works for you? Maybe it's exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, or talking to a trusted friend. Find what helps you de-stress and recharge. Think about the last time you were really caught up in an intense emotion. Maybe you got into a heated argument with someone, or you received some unexpected bad news. How did your body feel? What thoughts were racing through your mind? Now imagine that same situation, but this time you take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and label your emotions. You challenge those negative thoughts and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. You then reach out to a friend or engage in an activity that helps you relax or process your feelings. See the difference? That's the power of emotional mastery: taking control of your reactions instead of being controlled by them. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you manage those emotions and find a calm center amidst the chaos. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, navigating them with grace, and ultimately using them to fuel your growth and resilience. Now go out there and start practicing these techniques. Share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing how you're applying these principles in your own lives. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep striving for that inner balance.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.